Hey everyone. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of sunshine on a potentially gloomy day. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Letting go of grudges and embracing forgiveness. You know that feeling when you're holding on to anger or resentment? Like carrying around this heavy weight even if it doesn't feel like your own anymore. That, my friends, is a grudge clinging on for dear life, and trust me, it's doing more damage to you than anyone else. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying that everything's okay when it clearly isn't. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger. It's about recognizing that holding onto these grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Here are five things I want you to remember as we unpack this powerful concept. 1. Forgiveness is a gift, not a punishment. Think of it as a liberating act of self-love. You're releasing the grip that anger has on your heart and mind, allowing yourself to move forward with lightness and joy. It's not saying what happened was right, it's saying you choose to rise above it. 2. Forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes baby steps, a whole journey of acceptance. Be patient with yourself. There will be days when the anger flares up again, but that's okay. Acknowledge those feelings, don't suppress them, and gently guide yourself back to forgiveness. 3. Forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to suddenly become best friends with someone who wronged you. Sometimes the biggest act of forgiveness is choosing not to engage in further conflict. It's about setting boundaries and protecting your own peace of mind. 4. Holding on to grudges can actually harm your health. I know it sounds crazy, but those negative emotions manifest physically. Stress, anxiety, depression, even physical pain, all these things can be fueled by a heart full of resentment. Forgiveness is an act of self-care, a way to heal yourself from the inside out. 5. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, and we all fall short sometimes. When we approach situations with empathy and understanding, forgiveness becomes easier. It's not about absolving someone of responsibility, but about recognizing their humanity and choosing to move forward with compassion. Let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this point. I had this friend, Sarah, who was so incredibly loyal and supportive. But then there was this one incident where she said something hurtful, something that really stung. I held onto it for months, replaying the words in my head like a broken record. But eventually, I realized that holding on to anger wasn't serving me. I had to forgive Sarah not just for her sake, but for mine. It took time and effort, but once I let go of the resentment, I felt this huge weight lift off my shoulders. Our friendship became even stronger because we could finally move forward together. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways on letting go of grudges and embracing forgiveness. The path to freedom is paved with self-love, compassion, and a whole lot of letting go. It's not always easy, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Take this message with you today. Choose forgiveness. Choose peace. And remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Leave a review if you find it helpful. Your feedback means the world to me. And stay tuned for more daily doses of inspiration right here on Sad to Rad, reclaiming your joy. You are worthy, you are loved, and you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.